All right, telephone calls coming up, but as promised, we are talking 49ers football. We are joined right now by a cornerback for the 49ers, a Pro Bowler. He had three tackles, a couple of passes defended. He had a big interception in Sunday's win over the Rams. He was PFF's Defensive Player of the Week. He was an All-American and a co-Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year at TCU. He was the 25th pick overall in 2014. San Francisco, 3-3 on the year. They've got a big one at New England on Sunday. That is a CBS game at 4:25 p.m. Eastern. Jason Verrett is my guest. Jason, it's been a while, but it's really good to have you on the show. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a while, man. Appreciate you having me.
It's great to have you back. I think your story is amazing. I know you're focused on New England, but if you could, can you take me back first to Sunday's game against the Rams, and in particular that interception in the end zone? I know there was a lot of film study that went into that, so what did you see as that play unfolded?
Yeah, it definitely was a lot of film study. We kind of knew that when they get in those bunch formations, what routes that they like to run out of it. On that play in particular, man, I just had leverage on my guys, still had vision back on the quarterback, man. And once I just saw the ball thrown, man, I made a play.
Jason Verrett joining us. Now, the team had lost two straight going into that game. It's a division game. It's in prime time. And you had a huge performance. What did it mean to you to be able to step up and have a game like that when it really mattered on a big stage?
Oh, man, you know, you live for those moments. You know, you live for those prime time moments and wanting to make plays out there. I think all throughout the week we had a good game plan. You know, I feel like coaches did a good job of preparing us. And as a whole, man, I just feel collectively we went out there and executed.
Jason, I mentioned at the very top that I'm amazed by your story. I think people who know your story know what you've done to get back to playing at this level. As an example, it really struck me how fired up, how hyped your teammates were for you after that game was over and over the course of the season, because they know the kind of work you've put in. What does it mean to you to have them supporting you the way they do?
Man, it means a lot, man. Not only the support from here. I mean, I had support from, you know, previous coaches and players, teammates that I was with the Chargers, man. So just getting all that feedback, man, just for guys that know how hard I work, you know, it was definitely overwhelming. But, you know, it motivated me even more to keep grinding. And, you know, I'm just happy to be back out there on the field making plays.
Jason Verrett joining us. You know, for those who do not know, you did go to the Pro Bowl early in your career with the Chargers. Then you suffered a torn ACL, followed by another knee injury, and then a torn Achilles in 2018. I mean, the ACL and the Achilles are the injuries that scare players the most, and you had both of them. Where were you mentally and psychologically after the Achilles injury?
After the Achilles, man, to be real, man, I was torn, you know, just because I had no symptoms of anything going on with my ankles or heels or anything. So it was kind of like a freak injury. But yeah, when that happened, man, it was surreal for me. I mean, I was in a dark place, man, for quite some time. I just, you know, I think with the birth of my son during that time period, kind of helped me, to get back into that tunnel vision and grind and not really trying to feel sorry for myself, but kind of have somebody that I could grind for. So throughout that period, man, it was rough, but I found a way to shake it.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I think that you had your why and you had your mission, and that had to have been a big part of it. I would imagine that there's a lot of people listening right now who are dealing with some really dark times, some really dark moments. I mean, it seems to me when you go through what you went through, it might have been tempting even to walk away from the game. So in addition to having your son, how were you able to get through those dark moments and those challenging times and push through?
Man, during that time, man, I watched a lot of motivational interviews, Nipsey Hussle. I definitely watched a lot of his interviews, man, and just knowing about the energy that you put out. You know, the energy you put out will return to you. So during those dark moments that I was dealing with, I was just trying to stay positive, trying to keep the energy out there to keep me going forward. Along with Ikey Johnson, definitely a couple other people that I watched. But I just tried to focus on that, have a positive mentality, focus on the right energy that I put out, and, you know, just staying positive as much as possible.
Ikey's the best, isn't he? Man, I love him. He is so good. He is so good. His energy is so good. Jason Verrett joining us. So then you're doing the work, right? You're putting the positive energy out there. You're rehabbing, and then it starts to come back. Your speed starts to come back, and you start doing one-on-one drills with Keenan Allen in the offseason. What did it feel like to start to feel like your old self again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. during this off season, this past off season, me and Keenan, Derwin James, we all grinded, and I think that the time that I spent with Keenan doing a bunch of 1-on-1, 7-on-7 with him, I felt like I got my juice back. You know, obviously he's one of the best receivers in the game, arguably one of the best off the line of scrimmage. So getting that work back with him, like how we used to grind in our days in San Diego, I just started to feel that momentum coming back, you know, and everything, the explosiveness in my hips and in my feet. And I was definitely excited to get to, you know, the Niners training camp, man, and I'm happy where I am now.
Jason Verrett joining us. And then you get to camp, and Richard Sherman was raving. He was raving about your speed. He was raving about your physicality. So, like, when that secondary is healthy, there is so much talent in that group. How special is the unit, and how good can it be playing when everybody's healthy?
Yeah, when everybody's healthy, I think it could be lights out, man, because everybody here can cover. Everybody here wants to win. Right now, you know, we're dealing with a lot of injuries, but I just think the mentality that everyone has here, guys are stepping up, you know, the next man up mentality. You know, I just think week in and week out, we're just getting better. And as we continue to get healthy, I think down the stretch, man, we'll see a lot of good things in the back end.
See, but Jason, the thing is, that team, you've been so busted up with injuries, and I understand that the NFL is a next man up mentality. That's the mentality for the entire league, but it seems like the Niners are different in the sense that you've really suffered a lot of injuries, yet everybody continues to fight. You've been with the Chargers, who I know you have a great deal of respect for. What about the Niners? How would you describe the culture and the mindset of that 49er organization? What separates that organization?
Yeah, no, it's a lot different. Here, I definitely feel that the guys' mentality is a lot different as far as when somebody's down. The next guy up, is you're not missing a beat at all. I just think that just comes with the whole entire organization as a whole, from coach to staff, all the way down through the trainers. Everybody's on the same page. Everybody has the same goal. So when guys do go down, it's the right proper protocol to get that person back healthy. And then the guys behind, you know, they're looking for that opportunity to step in whenever the numbers call. So I just think as a whole, everybody's on the same page when it deals with injuries.
Jason Verrett joining me for another couple of moments. After that win over the Rams, when people were praising you for stepping up and leading that defense, you said, quote, "It's just the grind that I have, the fight that I've got, the family that I come from. I've always been built for moments like those." Also, it seems to me part of that family, when you talk about that, you're talking about your older brother, right, Trey? He spent some time with you after the Achilles. What does he mean to you?
Everything. I mean, the bond that we have is like no other, man. I mean, we've been tight ever since we were little boys. But fast forward, man, he was right there with me in my first collegiate game against Baylor, man, when I got torched by RG3. We had like a 2-3 hour conversation, man, and just, you know, blood, sweat, and tears on that phone call. I mean, we were letting it all out, going at each other about everything. And fast forward into with my Achilles, man, he flew out. I mean, the day that it happened, he flew down straight from the Bay down to SoCal and was there. I mean, we had a lot of heart-to-heart because, you know, I was in my dark moments. And, you know, he was right there to kind of, you know, help shift me to get to a different state of mind. You know, it was tough. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's my dog, man. And I'm happy to have an older brother like him.
It's just, you've been through so much. But when you mentioned, like, back in that game against Baylor and you got torched by RG3, I mean, part of this is you got to have a short memory. But easier said than done. When you've got that much pride and that much heart and that much grit and you feel like maybe you've been embarrassed or you haven't done your job, what's your process? How do you get through something like that and then clear your mind and get back to work and forget that it happened?
It's tough. It's tough, you know, just when you're in that moment, dealing with it. You know, obviously you work hard to not try to have those type of things happen. But when they do happen, man, you gotta just try to fight to put everything behind you. You know, it's the game of football. You know, things are going to happen. But when you're able just to have that state of mind that, you know, you got another week, another opportunity to shake those bad plays and turn them into good plays, I just think that's just part of growth, part of the football. And just understanding that, you know, those type of things can happen. But if you're able to turn it into something positive, man, you know, it'll all work out for you.
All right, then finally, speaking of another week, another opportunity, you've got Cam Newton and the Patriots on Sunday. What is the key to limiting their offense?
It's just slowing down their running game. They've always been productive at their running game, and now adding Cam, which is another dual threat for them in the running game. I just think that's something that we got to set the tone early, is stopping the run and try to force him to beat us you know, throwing the ball in the air.
Jason, one really quick thought actually about Robert Saleh, because he said to you about you, quote, to see his grind and what he does and what he stands for. You have an entire organization cheering him on, and we love what he's doing. It's beyond his playing ability. It's what he's been through and how hard he's stuck with it. What's it like to hear that kind of praise from him, and what's he been like to play for?
Man, Saleh's, you know, a positive guy, man. Him and Gus Bradley, you know, come from that same cloth, you know. I love a guy like Saleh, man. He just comes in there with a positive mindset, has a dog mentality, he's fearless. I just love playing for a coach just like that, man. He wants to see everybody excel, and that's the reason why I feel like the secondary linebackers, the whole D-line, we don't skip a beat when the next man is up, just because he's always praising for that guy to be ready when the number's called. So playing for a coach like that, man, you got a, you know, tremendous respect for.
Jason, how about my guy John Lynch? He had that dog mentality. He's got a fearless mentality. And I know because he played the game, he probably picks his spots as to when to come around, when he comes around. How much time have you spent with him? What kind of conversations do you have with John Lynch?
Nah, I mean, we had a lot of good conversations last year, you know, even though I dealt with my IR situation. But the plan that he put in front of me, the plan that he had for me, I mean, it's clearly shown that you know, the respect that he had for me. So I definitely appreciate him for that. And just now, just when he's around, man, you just know what he wants out of his guys. You know, he once was a former player, Hall of Famer, the whole nine yards. But he's definitely a guy that you like to have around and can kind of get a feel for the game from.
My guest is a Pro Bowler. He was an All-American. He was a co-Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year at TCU and has overcome all sorts of adversity and playing once again at an extremely high level, Jason Verrett. Jason, much respect. Great to have you back on the show after all this time. Good luck this weekend, and really nice to get caught up with you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, boss. Have a good one.
Appreciate you a lot. Man, my man, he has come back from some unbelievable injuries and playing at an extremely high level. All grit, all heart. All work ethic.